miss something? Catch up right here with Claire and Dane.
Win the perfect day for your lover. Claire and Dane's
3-10 love first.
Yeah, over the last 2 weeks, we've been asking you to tell us at hit.com.au in 25 words or less. Well, you need to go on a romantic ultimate Valentine's Day date.
Yeah, pretty much. And we've had a whole heap of responses. We've had almost 100 people enter. And there's some pretty good ones in there. So it's been hard to find someone that's perfect for this ultimate date.
But we have. We've looked at all the responses. We've weighed them up. We've put them all together. We've shortlisted them. We've read all the stories. And we've come to a conclusion. And we're about to call back the winner right now.
Fingers crossed.
Hello.
Good morning. Is that Bree?
Yes.
It's Claire Bree. And Dane from Hit 99.7. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, thank you.
What are you up to for your Valentine's Day today, Bree?
Not much. Just about to take my son to school, actually.
Oh, excellent. And Bree, do you have a partner, a lover, boyfriend, girlfriend? Talk me through it.
Yeah, I do. Justin.
Justin.
And you sent us in a 25 words or less answer to our ultimate Valentine's Day date. And you said that you wanted to win this because he took you to McDonald's.
Yeah, he did.
So what was that for? What was that special occasion?
First date.
You had your first date. And what did you order? Did you go all out and create your taste or was that not available back then?
Probably just a Big Mac.
Please tell me that he didn't do the drive-through service.
No, I think we went in.
Did he take at least a candle?
Nah.
And how long have you guys been together?
About 5 years.
Wow.
What's his name again, Bree?
Justin.
Okay. Hey, what would it mean to you if you were to, say, go on a romantic date tonight? We'll hook you up with some clothes from Brad's, perhaps some flowers, some new jewellery. We'll get your hair done. A sweet ride in a Mustang to a date. Is that something you might be interested in, you and Justin, this evening?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Well, Bree...
Yeah.
You are going on the ultimate date with Justin. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Woohoo! All right, this is awesome. What you've won. Listen to this. This is amazing.
This is awesome, yeah.
You have won $300 each to spend at Brad's, a bunch of flowers from Starfish Florist Leighton,
one haircut and colour from Scissors Hair Studios, plus you got yourself a brand new GHD hair straightener and blow dryer set from Scissors Hair Studio too.
Wow, that's amazing.
Justin's going to get himself a Tony and Will watch from Antoinette Showcase Jewelers, and you've scored yourself a rose gold plated heart necklace, bracelet and earrings also from Antoinette's.
Plus, of course, you've got your romantic dinner happening tonight at Benvenuti Cafe and Restaurant. Can you get some babysitters?
Yeah, I can try. Yeah.
Fantastic. Because you're going to get transport from home all the way through to Benvenuti's in a Ford Mustang thanks to Lanham's of Leighton.
Alrighty, I live out in
Borrella
now. Is that a problem?
No, that's all good. We'll get you sorted. Hey, congratulations.
Yeah, congrats.
Thank you. I'm speechless.
Yeah, well done, Bree.
Yeah, congrats, Bree.
We're so happy for you.
Yeah, it's always good to see a nice little couple going out on a date.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's going to be a good one for them.
Together for 5 years. Yeah. McDonald's was their first date.
Crazy, isn't it?
Well done. Enjoy dinner tonight on us.
Today is Valentine's Day, Dane.
Yes.
Are you doing anything special?
No. Tonight, KB's going to be playing tennis and I'm going to go see Black Panther at the cinemas.
Very romantic. Very.
That's what we do.
Oh, yeah. Well, some people will obviously be doing a few things around town, I'm sure.
Delivering flowers to your loved one.
Oh, flower deliveries today will be off the chart.
Chocolates, perhaps someone, maybe you're expecting a meal cooked when you get home. A delicious home-cooked meal.
I'm expecting
it. But why wouldn't you cook for Sam? He's the one who's just got out of hospital.
Because I am constantly cooking and I'm sick of it. Not venting on air or anything, but you know.
May have just hit a nerve just then. You should have seen her face, ladies and gentlemen, just then.
He keeps buying himself food and I'm like, did you think maybe I'm hungry too? Anywho. It's all good.
Wedding bliss in 2 weeks, guys.
There's a bit of stress at the moment. Not just at home, but yeah.
But you don't have to take it out on him on the radio where he can't defend himself.
He's just doing it.
I must admit, I do feel for our partners sometimes because we can just rag on them and they have no way. It's our story, so it's our version of events.
Yeah, and they can't just like jump in the studio and be like, no, that's not how it works.
Yeah, exactly right. But want to talk Valentine's Day gifts, Claire. You're expecting a meal cooked tonight by fiancé Sam. I'm not expecting anything. I'm not a big Valentine's Day guy.
Would you be excited though if Christy got you something?
No, because I don't want... money is so precious, and I don't want
to. So you're part of that percentage you were talking about before of Australians that won't do anything.
Yeah, no, like, and I understand why people want to get a bunch of roses and share their love and really show that person that they love them, but spending $150 for 6 roses just isn't something that I want to do. Not that saying that's what is happening around town. I don't know how much because I haven't done any research. And I'm sure there's some great deals out there in all the fantastic forests around the region. But then, like, I'm also, if you have to wait for one day a year to share that love with the one that you think is the one, I think you're not doing relationshiping right.
Fair enough.
But there are some interesting gifts out there. And on 13, 12, 16, we want to know what's the best and worst or worst Valentine's Day gift you've ever gotten. What's the best or worst gift you've ever received?
When I was a teenager, I went into the $2 store and I think I was single at the time.
Yep.
And me and some of my friends decided to buy roses for ourselves.
Great.
Right? From the $2 store, the little cheap ones.
Yes.
What we didn't realize is that the roses were made out of G-strings.
Oh, great.
So we took them out, we walked around with them and everything, and someone figured it out, and then there was just G-strings everywhere.
Oh, God.
Probably the worst one we've ever done.
13, 12, 16. What's the best or worst Valentine's gift you received? Let's share the love on this romantic day.
Yeah.
Marg, on 13, 12, 16, what's the best or worst Valentine's Day gift you've received?
Well, the worst one would have to be nothing.
Yeah, fair call.
Yeah.
Look, you've got to understand, my husband's not a gift got buying type of a person.
Okay.
Not many are.
And he doesn't often get it right. But last year, I came home from work and on my kitchen table was a bunch of hand-picked roses from the garden.
Aww.
And a really lovely note on a scrap of paper.
He tried. He gave it every effort.
Oh, look, look, you know, that melted my heart again.
Aww.
And I still have that scrap of paper.
Oh, aww. Stop it, Marg.
Have you framed it, Marg?
No, I haven't framed it, but I still have it.
Hey, aww. Marg, do you want to give a little Valentine's Day shout out to your loved one right now?
Oh, yeah, why not?
Go for it.
Why not? It's to Oscar. He is my everything.
Aww.
And I love him so much.
Oh, I love you too, Oscar. Marg,
I love you too, Oscar.
Thanks so much for your call. Happy Valentine's
Day. Yeah, happy Valentine's.
Thank you.
Isn't that lovely?
It is.
Gives me the warm feels on the inside.
Sometimes it's the little things like that. You don't necessarily have to go out and spend big. It's
exactly
just...
Exactly right.
You know, the thought.
I should have actually checked with Marg if they were from, I think she did say they were from their garden.
Yeah, from
the
her
roses.
Garden, yeah.
Okay, cool. Surprised he didn't get in trouble for that. Surprise
you
garden.
You cut all the flowers off.
What? Hen Day's Hen Party 4, Claire and you, my party hens. It's going to be a lot of fun when you come and join us on this Sal Crazy Hens. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm giving it a shot. Claire's going into wedding bliss hot. Cheap Hen Day's Hen Party for Claire and you, my party hens.
Yeah.
I am the chief hen. I am the Riverina maid of honour for your wedding.
Yes.
Also your official florist. I'll be making a cat bouquet for your wedding as well. Claire and I don't take these jobs lightly. I'm very confident.
Yes.
In what I've prepared for you. Next Friday is going to be amazing. I haven't told you much about what to expect or our listeners.
No, not yet.
Now, your chance to come along, all you need to do is register at hit.com.au. We fixed the form, so if you haven't been able to enter, that was our bad.
Yeah, our bad. Sorry. It's all fixed now, though, so please go to hit.com.au and enter now. We're going to put it up on our Facebook page as well.
Yes. All right. So this, I know you've been on at me wanting to know what we're doing.
Yes, because the hints you're giving me are not good enough.
Okay. First thing first, there's a bus.
Yes. Okay. You've given us that one.
You, me, Sammy from Fun and Games, four listeners and their friends. So there's 8 listeners coming.
Yes.
Cass from Bella Vita Tours is very much involved in this, and she will be driving the bus.
Awesome.
Or
okay.
Someone will be, I don't know. Yeah. Right. First thing we're going to do is we're going to make our way to Eclipse.
Ooh.
Here's the relaxation bit I was talking about.
Okay.
Eclipse. And we'll all be receiving an express pedicure.
Ooh, I need one of those.
Yes, well, we're getting one.
Thank
next
you,
Friday.
Thank you.
And by the way, before I continue, I've organised all of this.
Well, you have had a bit of help.
These are my ideas and I've done it all. I've organised express pedicures from Eclipse. You're welcome. After that, it's something that you've wanted to do.
Okay.
We are going to make flower crowns.
Ooh!
Thanks to Starfish Florist, who will be providing all the flowers.
That's fantastic.
So our feet will be feeling delicious. Pedicures feet, right?
Yes.
Yeah, our feet will be feeling fantastic. And then we're going to be going to make flower crowns.
Awesome. Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
After that.
Oh, there's
not
more.
Over yet, there's more. We're going to be visiting two of this region's most beautiful cellar doors for some wine tasting.
Oh, nice, nice.
Just to cap off the day.
Yeah.
With snacks and lunch provided by my good friend, the Italian pit bull, Sam Cimboli from La Piccola.
Oh, good old Sam. Thanks, Sam.
Because I know you like your cheeses and your meats.
Yes.
And he'll be providing us with some sandwiches awesome. And some treats from La Piccola.
Fantastic.
That is your day next Friday.
Yay!
Are you excited?
I am really excited. Now you've told me what's going on, I'm super excited.
And it's your chance to join us. All you have to do is head to hit.com.au and now it is 10:30 next Friday. That's when it starts. So obviously you need some time off work. If you register and you get picked, I will call your boss for you and get you the day off. Done. Instant. I will make sure I do that for you.
Okay.
Because they won't say no to me live on the radio. Well, I'd hope not anyway. Hit.com.au, register now. Get registering, though, because the first person will be joining the bus tomorrow, Claire.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. So make sure you head to hit.com.au or head to our Facebook page. I'm about to put up a post with all the details there for you.
Come
register
along.
Now.
It's going to be great. It's all thanks to Bella Vita Tours and the team. They're going to be looking after us. It's going to be a great day.
Now, Dane, today is Valentine's Day, as we keep mentioning. Yes. And I thought I'd give a good shout out and a good story to those who may not have found their true love just yet.
Okay, which is probably a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah. If you don't have someone in your life that you can, you know, get all happy with,
yep.
There is another way that you can boost your mood.
Okay, how's that? Eating chocolate.
Yes, because it's an endorphin. It all creates endorphins, but no.
Okay.
Pets.
Of course.
If you don't already have a furry friend at home, it may be time to get one, according to this new study that has revealed pets can help improve your mental health.
Can't believe they needed a study for that.
I know. The study conducted by researchers at the universities of Liverpool, Manchester and Southampton.
Wow, this is a serious study if all three of those got together.
They published in some weird psychiatry book that I don't know of.
Why does that not surprise me? You don't know what some weird psychiatry book is.
Anywho, they looked at how pets can contribute to the management of long-term mental health.
Yeah.
So they looked at 17 international research papers to examine the roles pets had on their owners and their mental health conditions.
Yeah.
And the research found that pets provide benefits to those who may have some mental health conditions.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Prior studies have linked pet ownership to stress reduction, a higher quality of life. All the more reason to head down to your local animal shelter and give a deserving animal a home.
Exactly right. And of course, Needy Paws do such a fantastic job here in town. And like for me, you know, I do like pets. People might think that I don't like pets, but I'm co-parenting Dez, our dog at home, and I give you crap about how you are with your cats.
Did you ever call it co-parenting before I moved into the scene?
I don't know.
I don't think you did.
Probably not. but you know what I mean? I always feel good when I get home to Dez, and we have a little ritual we do every day. Like, I'll go home and I'll crouch down next to this red couch she always jumps up on. She'll jump up, but not sit up properly. She'll sort of sit on her hind legs like a meerkat and put her feet up, and she'll snuggle into my arm. So we do that, and then every day when KB comes home, we'll go and sit at the door to wait for her. And
you'll sit at the door too?
Yeah, we'll both sit at the door.
Why have you not told me this before?
I don't know, it's never come up. So we would be sitting at the door, and I'd sit down, and I started just pulling Dez up onto my lap and holding her up like the meerkat hold. And now when she hears the garage door go up, she'll trot down to the hallway and then she'll look back and look where I am to see if I'm coming too.
Aww.
And then I'll sit down and she'll jump straight up on my lap. But not only that, like if 10 puppies walk through your workplace door, everyone would smile.
Instantly smiling. I actually have a really cute story of my cat the other day.
Yeah.
I decided to give them a bath because they were dirty. And I'm sick of them
normal, though, is it, to bath cats?
No, yes and no. Okay. I bath mine, and they get overheated as well.
Yeah.
But this time, rather than using, like, a shower head, I decided to actually create a bath and just put them in them.
Okay.
Because why not? It's easier.
Yes.
They have never had that before, so they were a bit confused.
Of course.
Amber, though, because she's so little, she was a bit buoyant. She lost her feeding at one stage, ended up on her back and gave me this look like, what is going on? And I had to roll her back over, but I was like, oh, you just washed yourself.
Out you get. Time to dry off.
See, look, we're laughing and smiling. Pet stories. Dane, last week we spoke to our boss, Yamo.
Mm-hmm.
We love our boss, Yamo.
Love boss Yamo.
He doesn't know we're talking about him right now either.
Good.
But he seemed a little down when we chatted to him.
He did seem down.
And so I wanted to do something a little special for him.
Okay.
Just something to boost his mood.
Yeah, right.
And I thought, what better thing to do than to buy him a potato?
Huh?
You can send people in the mail potatoes with words on them.
Oh, I've sort of seen, is this sort of like where you can send someone like a glitter bomb where they open it, it's all just glitter to give them the shits
Same
and that
kind
sort of thing.
Yeah. Except this time it's literally just a potato.
Yeah, righty, okay.
So I thought we'd send our own potato.
Great.
That had some sort of writing on it that said something to him to hopefully cheer him up.
Hey, instead of actually purchasing this, can't we just get, what,
yeah,
get one
just from
Woolies
yeah,
and
just
write
the
it
potato.
On the Sharpie? Yeah, cool.
Yeah, yeah. No, we're not actually going through anyone.
Okay.
But I think that we need to put it out to our listeners.
Yeah.
As to what should be written on said potato.
To cheer up our boss, Yamo.
Yes.
Not
or to
put
make
him
laugh.
Yeah, cheer up or make him laugh.
13, 12, 16.
Yep.
Have you, for starters, have you sent a potato? Do you know how this works? But
if we get someone to call us and say, yeah, I've sent a potato before, this is how it works, I will be beside myself.
But also, what would you write on said potato to your boss? Think about it.
Mm.
What would you say on a potato to cheer someone up?
Sarah, what do we write?
I would probably say, thanks for being as substantial as the carbs in this potato.
Yes. That is brilliant.
Thank you. Thank you. Thought of it myself.
Yeah, no, well done. And how do you think our boss will take to the potato and this inspiring message?
Oh, well, look, who's not going to react positively to a potato? They're the best vegetable.
Yeah.
Versatile, you know?
And not only that, we're giving him the gift of food. He just has to cook it himself.
No, he can't cook it. It's a gift. It's like giving someone a card. I don't expect him to cook it. Sarah, thanks for your call.
Yeah, thanks, Sarah.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
I like that comment. Mm. I'm happy with that. I think we'll go with that.
Yeah,
love Claire
like
and Dane at the end.
Yeah.
We'll add something
close
else
to. We'll figure it out. Right now, though, our man on the ground in LA, Dean McCarthy, joins us live. Good morning, Dino.
Yeah, guys. Good morning, everyone. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day.
And speaking of Valentine's Day and love, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are getting married. Who's performing at their wedding, though?
Oh my goodness! Look, I know this is like a really cute and adorable, and probably not very surprising story, but it appears Ed Sheeran looks like he will be the wedding, not probably the wedding singer, but he'll perform at the wedding. Another name being thrown around is, of course, Beyonce. You know, she's obviously going to head America. Ed Sheeran would represent the UK. What a wonderful balance. And they might even do that song perfect together.
Ooh.
Can you imagine?
Like now, if I look, Claire's getting married in a couple of weeks. Mm. What do you reckon it'll cost to get Ed Sheeran and Beyonce to perform at her wedding?
It's going to cost you a bit. I know Lady Gaga performed at a wedding for these like really wealthy people from Dubai recently in LA at the Dolby Theatre, and she was $1 million.
Whoa.
So $1 million for Lady Gaga. Beyonce, it has to be a couple
$3 million?
That's outrageous. Oh, well, it's their own. Claire, obviously that's in your budget, so I look forward to seeing
Ed
Sheeran perform at your wedding in 2 weeks' time. And then one of my all-time favourite movies, Love Actually, there's a fact that's come out that's blown everyone's minds.
Oh, this is one of my favourite movies as well, and I got to tell you, so it's Love Actually, it's the day of love, Valentine's Day. Are you sitting down? Because this is going to make you shook to your core. Keira Knightley in the movie, remember her character? She was in that like love triangle.
Yes.
Remember her? Then there was, do you remember Liam Neeson's son? He's the little boy. He falls in love with the little girl at the school. The little boy and Keira Knightley were only 5 years age difference when they shot the movie.
Wow.
He was 18. Keira Knightley was 18. And the boy was 13. Now, are you shook to your core?
Yeah, well, he looks much younger than that in the movie. And obviously they play different roles and that type of thing. But that is crazy.
That's pretty cool, though, that like they've been able to do that.
Yeah. Actually, they could have been the ones that hooked up. 5 years.
Yeah, well, my mum and dad are 6 years apart. So there you go. Dino, thank you so much,
Dino.
Mate. Have a great Valentine's Day. And we will catch up with you again on Fun Day Friday.
Can't wait. Bye, guys.
Claire, when I mention healthy foods or when I ask you to think about healthy foods, what's one of the first foods that comes to your head?
Actually, the breakfast I have this morning for once.
What is that?
I have yogurt and a carrot.
Right. Okay. So perhaps carrot.
Yeah. Yogurt's
healthy too. That's probably a healthy food, like rich in vitamins, helps you see in the dark, or I think that's an old wives' tale.
Don't eat too much because you can turn orange.
You can. And it's sort of tasty. Carrots are nice.
Yeah.
Well, would you believe there's a top 100 of the healthiest foods that have been released.
Oh, okay. Is it a lot of like quinoa and like superfoods?
Some of them are.
Okay.
According to the BBC, scientists studied more than 1,000 foods and assigned each a nutritional score. The higher the score, the more it would meet a person's daily nutritional needs. The foods were then ranked and the top 100 was revealed. Things like sweet potato, ginger, Brussels sprouts, broccoli. Yep. Of course, they're all on the list. But they were beaten out by something that you don't really associate healthy food with. Do you know what that is?
What?
Pork fat.
Yeah, I wouldn't associate that with healthy.
Time to break out the pork crackling. Pork fat is one of the 100 most nutritious foods on the planet. Now, I did just mention sweet potato, ginger, Brussels sprouts and broccoli. The pork fat beat them all.
What?
With a score of 73 coming in at number 8 on the list.
What makes it healthy?
Well, it's the only one derived from livestock or red meat. It's the only one on the top 100 list derived from
I know that a lot of people are like, oh, red meat's actually not good for you, blah, blah, blah.
And according to the research, the fat's a good source of B vitamins and minerals.
Okay.
And is more unsaturated and therefore healthier than lamb or beef fat. But in saying that, I have seen people make crackling before and I've seen a lot of salt go into that skin.
Yeah.
I think it's probably before that. If it's just normal fat, not the crackling fat, because crackling is quite salty, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but there's normally a layer of fat underneath the crackling.
Yes.
That's probably...
That's what they're talking about, I'd imagine. A number of fish obviously made the top 100 list. But can you guess what the number one food was on this top 100 list of nutritional foods based on a nutritional score? This one received 97. Can you guess what it is?
Is it quinoa?
It is not quinoa.
Oh, what is it?
It is an almond.
Yeah, almonds are supposed to be really good.
It's rich in monounsaturated fatty acids. It's believed to promote cardiovascular health and can perhaps even help with diabetes.
You know what's funny, and this is horrible to say, at the age of 20, I had high cholesterol.
Yeah.
And my doctor recommended that I eat more almonds.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that makes sense.
There you go.
Shouldn't have had high cholesterol in the first place.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't have.
I ate too much cheese.